is there. Our understanding is that there is going to be an independent candidate. We understand that Mr. Wayne Noddy, an attorney at law, has decided to put his name in the ring. Mr. Noddy, tell us basically who you are in a nutshell.
Good afternoon, Karai. Good afternoon to my Dominican people, my people from the Roseau South constituency. Wayne Noddy, born and raised in Kings Hill. My parents, both Conrad and Gloria Noddy, lived in Wardlop since I was maybe the age of two. But I was raised with my grandmother in Kings Hill, Inez Joseph, my Inez, commonly known. Also, my grandmother in Newtown, Ma Monica Joseph. People who would have known her with Esperia Creole and Felix Henderson, Cornwall Street and Bath Road. So when I say, or when you hear that I was born in Kings Hill, roots from Newtown, that's what I mean. I'm attorney at law for over 15 years. Yeah, that's basically in short.
You've decided that you're going to put your name in the ring. What propelled you to find yourself in that situation?
Kalai, to be honest, it's a very interesting story. Some people refer to it as a magical story. It started with a friend of mine, very good friend, George Challenger, I'll call his name, my now campaign manager, on the night of the announcing of the 2022 elections. He posted my picture with certain comments under it, and I saw it next morning. And then my phone was just going crazy. The response was explosive. One day, 2 days passed. It grew, and it grew. And then I got a voice note from an overseas number, I don't know who the person is, saying that they had a dream that an independent candidate was going to be launched in the Roseau South constituency, and that person would make headways. And he was shivering. I started to shiver too. And it was from that time, Karai, and my Roseau South constituency people, that something went into me. And I automatically made the decision that I am going to seek to properly represent the people of the Roseau South constituency. So I say, if you ask me in short, why? It's God's will. It's the people's will. God is using me, my body, my mind, and my soul to represent the people of the Roseau South constituency. So that's why I say it's magical and it's a very interesting story.
Interesting indeed. None ever saw that coming. But let us look at the entire situation. You're born there. I know you've been involved in football in the community. You're an attorney at law. I've seen you in court. How difficult has it been for you, seeing what is taking place in the community, drugs, crime, and so often that you've had to represent people in that community? How difficult has it been for you?
It has always touched me. Maybe not difficult, but it has always touched me. Because many times I would offer my assistance to persons arrested in court, as you say, give them representation. I would say pro bono. So, very often I would say. So, when I made the decision to run for the Roseau South constituency, many persons were saying, like, he's accustomed already of helping persons. That's the nature of the man. He's a people's man. He's someone who's very helpful from that standpoint. So, I don't want to use the word difficult. I don't think difficult is the correct word to use, but it all plays out correctly. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say when I use the word magically. So here I am assisting people, and here I am, God is using me now to better put me in a position to better represent the people of the Roseau South constituency.
Okay, let us now look back at the situation where you have a representative in the community. How familiar are you with the current parliamentary representative?
You refer to Miss Shikira Hippolyte.
Yes.
I don't know her personally, I've heard some good things about the young lady. I wish her best of luck. I would employ her to, I would encourage her to give me a call. We could speak to see how we can better represent the Resource community. I applaud her for what she have done thus far, although I'm of the opinion that it's not enough. But I don't know her personally. I would wish to get to know her better. But I'm just saying she's my opponent, and I wish her all the best.
Let's look at a lot has been said about electoral reform. What's your own views about electoral reform?
Kalai, when you hear the word reform, what comes to mind is that something is old and something needs fixing. You'd agree with me? Reform, something needs fixing. Electoral reform has always been an issue over the past maybe two or three campaigns. Because of the issue, the past administration, I would say the Labour Party, commissioned an investigation or assessment, and they hired Sir Dennis Byron, legal luminary, I think past Chief Justice. And if I may just refer to a letter dated November 6, 2022, and read a paragraph, very short, can I?
Yeah.
Permit me. He says, the existing legislation relating to registration of electors as well as the electoral process is quite old, and it has been a flashpoint for political disagreements and electoral process. No, let me just go over it again. The existing legislation relating to the registration of electors as well as electoral process is quite old, and it has been a flashpoint for political disagreement and community dissatisfaction. Merely amending the existing laws would not satisfy the goals of reform exercise. New legislation is needed to modernize the electoral process and to bring it in line with international best practice. And if Sir Byron is telling us that, most respected legal luminary, commissioned by the past administration, I would say, and Sir Byron is telling us that, I have no option but to share his opinion. And I share his opinion. Need I say more, Kalai?
I don't think you should. Let's look at, if you were to be elected, what plans do you have for the people of the constituency?
A lot of plans. I've raised up in Roseau South, as you know. Went to the Newton School, St. Mary's Primary. You know, I went to school in the school across the...
Ginger School, they call it?
Yes, the Ginger School. I attended the Ginger School. So I know people of Roseau South. I forget the question.
You ready,
your
right?
Plans, yes.
Uh-huh. Your plans, yes.
Okay. Yes. My plans, basically, as I was saying, I know the people of the Roseau South constituency. I was born and bred there. I was raised up in the Roseau South constituency. And what I know it to be or before, it's not the same. It's not the same. Kings Hill shared a rich culture, rich background. Newton the same with football, Rubier and environment, Girardel with the flower show and all that. I mean, most, 90% of what I knew before is absent. What happened to the Newton Football League? What happened to it?
And you've been very much involved in football.
I have been.
Yes.
So my plans, let me just tell you one, is in relation, we're placing a lot of focus on the youth. So when we talk about youth, obviously you speak of education, you speak of sports, you speak of jobs, job employment. So those are the three main issues that Team Winnody wants to focus on. So those are my plans. That is what I want to give the proper representation to the Roseau South people.
A lot of people are saying that they are questioning, is Winnody affiliated to any political party? No, clear the air on that.
I must. There is rumors that it is the past administration, the Labour Party was hired me to run independent. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense in many ways. I don't want to be arrogant, but I consider myself to be an excellent candidate. If the Labour Party needed my representation, they would have contacted me directly. They did not. Secondly, if the Dominican Labour Party wants to send up persons independent in every single community, they can do that also.
The UWP also.
Exactly. So, I'm not affiliated with any party. One, it's a new movement. The reaction I got from my people is not going to remain a Roseau South thing. We're planting a seed. Team Nordi is planting a seed, and it starts in Roseau South. So I want people to bear that in mind. And they will keep the recording. They will keep the recording that Wayne Nordi is not affiliated with any party, win, lose, or draw. And I will prove it to them when and if they give me the chance to represent them. I want to start this movement. It starts with me. And Kalai, remember the name. Remember the name, Kalai, Wayne Nordi. Remember the name. On this day, I tell you, remember the name Wayne Nordi. We're planting a seed, and that seed is going to grow. I do not need the manure of any political party for that seed to grow. We are going to provide. We are going to provide our own ingredients for that seed to grow. And you'll see, if the Roseau South people give me the opportunity, at this point, the seed will grow.
Some say that you have the potential of even being a position leader. Others also say that they're looking at it. And one individual said to me, one of their concerns is that they hope whatever happens, that you are not going to take their vote to any other person. And I guess that you've just cleared the air on that already. But are you looking at the bigger picture? Are you already focusing your mind on the possibility of being an opposition leader in Dominica?
It has crossed my mind, to be honest with you, but at this point, it's not my focus. You know what my focus is, Kalai? My focus is on representing. That's where I'm starting. The seed has to be planted. It has to grow. After the seed has grown, I can maybe think of prime minister, opposition leader, yes, but my focus is on Roseau South, planting the seed in Roseau South, giving them proper representation, and then I can focus on other things.
As we move out, what is your final message to the electorate heading into nomination day and then into polling day? What sort of message that you want to send to them to convince them that Wayne Nordi is the right man for the Roseau South constituency?
I guess through the interview, I stated all the positive points. I want to focus on the youth in Roseau South. That's my main focus. I want to focus on the youth in Roseau South. Employment, education, sports. Give me the chance, and I will not prove you wrong. I will make you proud. I will make Roseau South proud. So go out, vote, exercise your democratic rights, and vote. And make the proper choice. And the proper choice is with who? Yellow, the rising sun, Kalai. Wayne Nordi, remember that name, Kalai. Wayne Nordi, I beg you to remember that name.
Thank you very much.
Now, before you go, Kalai, yes. Before you go, you have been asking me a lot of questions. Can I ask you one question?
Yes, you can.
Can I touch you?
Of course you can.
Do you feel the wave? Do you feel the electrical wave?
By all means.
I'm coming, Kalai.